And now, you're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello, how are ya? My name is Liz, that's Tom DePinto, and this is RBLR Sun FC.
Hello, welcome.
Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm still wet from the shower, because I wanted to recreate the feeling of Sunday's game.
Game on Sunday? Yeah.
Yep.
I understand. You really wanted to feel what the players were feeling.
It's only appropriate, I think.
Yeah, honestly.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. There's rumors at my physical therapy that I might be out of this silly thing for the game on Saturday, so we'll see.
Getting released for full action, full game action.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
All right, right at the top, new listeners, thank you so much. Welcome. Make sure you hit buttons. Returning listeners, also make sure you hit buttons, because all the buttons, follow, like, subscribe, whatever they are, make sure that you don't miss any information and any updates on the team.
Yep. YouTube, Blue Sky, Blue Ski.
Yeah. YouTube, Blue Ski. Kind of Twitter, but we're trying to get off the Twitters and go to the Blue Skis.
Yeah. We're trying. We're all trying.
Yes, but mostly the YouTubes. Just go to the YouTubes.
Yeah. That's where you can see us.
See our beautiful faces. I put on makeup and everything for this show.
See my cat.
Yeah.
I can't poke him. All right. Let's get into it. We had a game Sunday, right?
Yeah, there were many games Sunday, and all of them kind of ended not so great.
Yeah.
This particular game ended 1-1.
Yes, 1-1. We
were so close to a clean sheet win.
The 93rd minute. One little mistake.
I didn't want to be right. I'm going to be honest. I pulled 1-1 out of my gut. Out of thin air, I did not mean to accidentally predict the score.
Yeah, I'm blaming you for it, for just putting it out there, honestly.
Might be. I do take full responsibility for that.
Yeah, it was, it was a mess of a game.
Kind of. It was rainy as heck for, I want to say, a good hour at minimum. I'm sure anyone who was there, and shout out to Brent, aka Indoor Soccer Drummer, who was there, cheering on all the Sunny Gals, making all the pals.
Yeah. He's a legend. He that wasn't just a drive from Tampa either. That was a drive from Pensacola for him to show up.
Yeah, he's a homie. He's awesome. Shout out to him for going and representing. He almost got to see a win. Was very unfortunate that they got that goal right at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it goes. I mean, you can play. I mean, we weren't really able to play our game because of the rain the whole time. We like to pass and kind of have some nice, pretty soccer, more so than, say, the Fort Lauderdales or the Lexingtons of the world. And it's pretty hindered when there's that much rainwater, when the ball is just kicking up like massive puddles every time. So, it's to get that early goal was good, but then the water came down even more after that. Got a little break after halftime, and then worse.
Wait, Tom, we missed a very important part, which was where was this played?
Oh, this game happened in historic, beautiful, futuristic Beyond Bancard Stadium, which is located in Davie, Florida, in the shadow of the Nova Southeastern University Interprofessional Health Simulation Center.
Which 100% sounds like something I would have seen in Fallout.
That's where they manufacture the Omega Sport XL pills.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, Fort Lauderdale, I believe, also has the most sponsors, which I think is quite funny.
Yeah, the funniest sponsors, at least.
Yeah.
You can take some Omega Sport XL that they made in the Interprofessional Simulation Center, wash it down with some LaCroix, and then
get your air conditioner fixed and play volleyball with one of the soccer players.
Yep. Yeah, they came for volleyball. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, there's a local ad where they, for some reason, I'm pretty sure it's one of the players. But she's playing with she's bouncing like a volleyball for some reason for this air conditioning company.
It's a
very confusing commercial. I don't understand what they were going for.
They just make up companies down there. I swear to God, they are not a real part of Florida.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. So back to the game. We did have some changes from the lineup. It looks like we moved Flo from a forward to a left mid, replacing Tim Rack. Tim Rack did not start, which is probably the biggest change.
Yep.
And we had Flint up top, replacing where Flo would normally be.
Yep, just a little bit of rotation, nothing crazy. It seems like we got, for the most part, what we want to do. A lot of the substitutions are the same ones that happen every game now, where it's like you're going to play this much and then you'll come on. Something I've kind of noticed too is we'll have one player play 60 minutes, have a replacement come on for half an hour. The next game, it'll be reverse. Whoever came off the bench starts, and then whoever started comes off the bench. Yeah. So it looks like Denise has got a core group of players now with the internationals in. She knows what the team wants to be. Everybody kind of gets their position. You got a couple players like Tim Rack who can play a couple different little places that are, you know, veteran guys. So it's kind of settling in. We're getting to what we want to be finally after 13, 14, 15 weeks of saying, oh, we're not quite there yet. We don't have all our people. We're all still getting to know each other. We're pretty much knowing each other now. So buckle up. This is what it's going to look like for most of the season, as long as it doesn't tropical storm again. So, yeah. How thematic is that for the first ever Fort Lauderdale Tampa Bay game in years in soccer? Gets postponed by a hurricane. When we finally do get a chance to play them, it might as well be in a hurricane again.
Yeah, honestly.
So
it's wild. I felt very bad for the players.
Yeah. They were soaked. It was bad.
Yeah. immediately. There was no like, oh, it's just a no. Soaked.
Yeah. From warm-ups all the way through.
Yeah.
I think the field might have gotten a little nicer right after halftime. It looked like it stopped raining during halftime.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It rained for at least 60 minutes, but definitely no less than 60 minutes.
Little break in the middle there where we started connecting some passes, playing some sun soccer, and then it said nope, no more of that. that's Flynn up top, Flo, Jamona, Nacello. Nacello starts on the right wing, but she moves around a lot. I like Jamona starting to play that center midi position. She's got a big strong frame. Listro and Moore as the two defensive pivots. Moore eventually came off for Wasilla, and I think that's because she got a little bit of yellow card trouble, having had a little bit too much fun, which is what you should do in a derby game. And then Edmonds, Hendricks, Bissette, Stouty, that's the back line. It's never not going to be the back line. And Kozal in goal. So came out pretty good, honestly, all things considered, on the road, wet. The team wasn't allowed in the stadium in a timely manner. So
yeah, that was funny. For anyone not following Riley on Instagram, which I highly recommend because I believe she's gonna go live more on Instagram than TikTok, just based on this. She was like, she just went live randomly and I saw it pop up and I'm like, oh, the game's in like 2 hours. That's kind of weird. Let me see what's going on. They're not letting them in the stadium for some reason. Like they were like holding them up, like checking their credentials and stuff. And I was like, it's like, come on now.
Does that not look like a
pro soccer team?
like a group of athletic women just showed up wearing Tempe Sun stuff. Like, yeah, let us in for free.
Yeah.
Like, guys, okay. Be serious.
Yeah. So there's always some fuckery in Fort Lauderdale. And that's our one F-bomb of the show.
Yep, there we go. Yep. So it never goes smooth.
I feel like that was good though.
Whether it's the teams having some sort of issues or God forbid Flight 19's bus catching on fire when they leave Al Lang. It's always something for these games. That's why it's a juicy, juicy rivalry. And the teams figure that out kind of around the middle of the game. It really starts feeling like a rivalry.
Chippy. Yeah. So starting off, we did really well in the beginning. We had some good early shots, some good chances around like the 11th, 15th minute. Flo has a header off Nacello, cross to Flint. Flint shoots. I believe the keeper catches it. I think it doesn't go wide. I think it.
Yeah, that was a shot on goal. And we did have a good amount of shots on goal. I mean, shout out this game to Heather Hines. I think she's a loanee from the NWSL, and she played really well. It's kind of been a carousel of goalies down there. But if they stick with Heather, I think they're going to have some success because she looked really good, actually.
Yeah, it was kind of annoying, actually.
Yeah, I think a lesser goalie would have let in at least one or two more. We had some really good chances. So it's not, you can be upset about the late goal getting given up in this game, but the amount of chances that we had and the way we were working the ball when it was conducive to playing soccer was really good. So I think there was a little bit of shakiness sometimes early on especially the right side of the defense, where it just looked like they weren't moving well. Maybe Fort Lauderdale was doing some things tactically that we weren't expecting. Didn't really come back to bite us. Kozol had some good saves and we got things figured out, but I kind of want to see that figured out. I know we kind of attack up the right side a lot with Stouty and Edmonds, more so the defensive minded outside back. We seems to pick one side to bully on too much.
Save up a goal or one goal.
Our one goal. Yeah. When did our one goal happen? Real early, right?
Yeah. It's like the 17th minute.
I skipped it, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Our one goal. My man, that was some well-worked soccer. For the amount of water on the field, really good stuff. It looked like some real game plan right off the practice pitch type of things, that especially with the players that were involved in it. Veteran, smart, coachable players. It was Edmonds on her left side advancing the ball up, and it kind of looked like Fort Lauderdale had they had one defender covering one of our players on the wing right on the sideline. I think they were right up against Flo. That's trying to take her out of the play. Of course, you want to do that with her. So you got one defender up against Flo on the sideline. You got a couple more defenders kind of covering the middle, and that leaved this beautiful alley that a player like Edmonds going forward is going to be able to see. Picks out that alley, plays the ball right down it into the path of Sydney DiCello coming on from the right side. You know, she starts on the right side, but she ends up anywhere. So she makes this really good route where she loses everybody. Nobody tracks her. It's hard. When you go from one zone to one zone to another zone, it takes a lot of communication for a defense to try and pick her up and stay on top of her. So she sneaks into that alley, gets the pass, drives hard to the end line like she always does, and centers the ball for Jamona in that center midfield position for a really clean finish. It looked just like something Denise was like, this is what I want us to do. Let's run this one specific play. Probably had like defenders represented as cones, you know, like make this run here because we know we can stretch them out this way. So it's good to see like some proof of concept, you know what I mean? Like that's Sun Soccer right there. Those are our three players we want making that play happen, and they work to perfection.
Yeah, and if you miss the game or you want to just like go watch the highlights because it is a beautiful goal, honestly. Yeah. It's so nice.
Yeah, for a 1-1 game, it was pretty eventful.
Yeah.
Especially when you can watch the whole thing. Shout out YouTube and Peacock.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Yeah.
We'll get into the ads.
We'll get into that, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was our one goal. And then after that, you know, Fort Lauderdale had some possession. I think things started getting a little chippier after we got that lead.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
We started getting a little shovey. At some point, hold on, where is it? Yeah, in the 59th minute, more yellow was very hilarious because you just see her just hip check another one of the Fort Lauderdale players. And it's just like, what?
Yeah, she's never taken a penalty. Oh, that's hilarious.
I love it. I freaking love it.
She bought into this rivalry more than anybody on the field, I think. Maybe like Addie McCain for Fort Lauderdale, but Jade Moore was like, you know what? Yeah, I don't like these little girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she started off, she was the first like victim of the derby, I think. She took a really strong like aerial spinning back fist sort of move from Gomez on Fort Lauderdale, and she was down with
it in the head, right?
Yeah. She like spun around when they were both going for a header and just got like knuckled in the dome. Was down for a little bit, and I think a tough British player like her, a switch probably flipped for her, where it's like, all right, I'm gonna play a little bit tougher now. Yeah, it was right around that Kozol had a good save on Taylor Smith. You saw everybody, our team, their team, having a lot of trouble settling the ball, getting a good quick shot off. So that it bogged the game down. And right after that, right around the 30th minute, Fort Lauderdale league leading goal scorer, Addy McCain, just straight up steps on Viv Bissett's ankle. Like there was not much of a play on the ball there, was there? She was pretty far behind. Yeah.
No card.
No card. Absolutely gnarly. The replay you can see pretty clearly. She was never getting the ball. She steps inside, gets the back of that ankle. But yeah. So it's like, yeah, that's a rivalry game right there.
Yeah.
We closed out that first half of the game. 1-0 up. Feeling kind of the blood boiling a little bit, the pressure going up, and just hoping to make something happen in the second half if the rain stopped, and it did for a little bit. How do you think we came out, started playing that second half, I think? How was that, Liz?
We did okay. We had was a couple of good shots. The 58th minute, we had Edmonds to Moore. It was a good pass and shot. I think most, if not all, our shots were on target. They weren't like wide past the net or anything like that. So, because yeah. I remember, I don't feel like I was at any point, I was like, oh my God, way of like, why we can't get anything. It was more like, oh, well, the keeper just keeps freaking catching it. Like, what are you going to do?
There was a lot of good shots. Like, never I was like, oh, what are you thinking? Exactly. Even the shots that were off target, I was like, I liked the idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it and then a minute later we were trying to catch some rebound shots from when the keeper didn't have a full hand on it. Yep. I think we had like three players make shots, ending with one last great shot by Nicello that does get eventually caught and handled by the keeper. So that was great. And then we have that more hip check.
Yeah. She, who was that? It was Listro who was like defending the person with the ball, right?
Yeah. And she just kind of pushes her. Yeah.
Listro's like, I don't know nothing about that.
And even right after that, Moore has another great header from a corner that the keeper just catches.
Yeah.
I appreciate that when we had issues before with like, we're still having some issues, quote unquote, like finishing, but we're on target.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. We're on target. That means we're lots of shots on target. Let's make the keeper tired. I like it.
It's better than it was weeks ago. That god awful 1 week where we played Brooklyn and Spokane. This looks like a different team from those two games.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
That Flint header that you talked about, it was strong back post headed down into the ground to make the keeper have to make the save for it. And she did, you know, like I said earlier, a lesser goalie, she's getting a couple goals put in on her by the Sun. And Hines was up to the task is all.
Mm-hmm. Fort Lauderdale was still hungry to get that equalizer on the 64th minute. There is a Fort Lauderdale shot that goes wide. Kozol does not get a hand on it. Thank God it goes wide.
Yeah, they had some good chances too. I mean, they're quick. That's going to be the thing with some of these teams sort of built around youth that we see in this league. Lexington, of course, jumps out, and Fort Lauderdale too follows that same mode, and they want to run at you. They're not going to have the same amount of experience, but they can keep running towards that sort of right around here, that 59th, 60th, 65th minute mark, where a lot of the older players are sound in what they're doing tactically, but maybe a step slower than they were an hour ago. And then you get these young players out of Fort Lauderdale, and they're still running just the same as they were. And that's when they can kind of look to cause problems. So that's when we made our first pair of substitutes. Our first pair out of three, by the way, which you can use more, and we didn't use more. I mean, we used Jade, but we didn't use more subs, which I think I would have liked to see. I don't know, maybe like Paige Almendares in the back line or something.
You mean to make that pun?
Sometimes it just happens.
It was good.
Got to pay attention in the future now. But I think sometimes you got to call a player out for making some interesting decisions. Like it was Wasilla a couple weeks ago when she got it together. When she gets back into the game, she looks a lot better. I think this game, Kristen Edmonds was making some interesting tactical choices sometimes with the ball.
There was one header that got a little too close to the goal.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what she was going for.
I
think she had a plan. I just don't know what it was.
She knew she had a player behind her. She didn't know exactly where she was when she turned around to track that ball. And so she wanted to make sure the player wasn't going to sneak up on her and get it. But in doing so, kind of headed the ball right into the middle of the box, which is, historically speaking, a very good spot for the ball to be for the offense. Because it's close to the goal.
Yes.
This is advanced soccer, so
get the notebook out.
Yeah, listen to Coach Tom. The middle of the field, very close to the goal, is statistically a good spot to be able to score goals.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So,
I wonder
if when Edmonds headed that ball into that area, it was what I would call a bad defensive play.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just tactics. Anybody in the world will say that. She did that with the head, and then she did kind of the same thing later in the game off a kick too, where it was kind of going past her, and she got a touch on it because she could. And you don't always have to touch the ball, even if you can. So, you know, she's shout out to her for the hockey assist earlier in the game. She's dangerous going forward. But I think sometimes if you're defending a lead, if it's kind of a tense game, maybe you get somebody in there like Yasmin Abundis or Paige Almendares, just somebody different. I know Denise is really dedicated to that back four that we have right now. That much is obvious. And it makes them, because she's got some fun things she wants her wingbacks to do. And Edmonds has been there from the jump, so she understands her role going forward, going back. Our two center backs are, in my opinion, still the best pairing in the league. Stouty does a great job of getting up and causing problems, does a great job tracking back, good crosses. So I understand starting those four players, but I don't necessarily understand not using two more subs, only using three or five, keeping that line together all game. Like I understand there's going to be some issues for a couple minutes when you sub somebody off and sub somebody on, make sure they're into the warm-up, they're playing the pace of the game that the game's at, they're talking to everybody, but you got to be able to accept that little drop-off sometimes to make sure you've got somebody out there who's coached up, you know, not even somebody who's a better player than Edmonds or a smarter player than Edmonds, somebody you can tell what you want them to do before you put them out there instead of just relying on the game plan still. So yeah, maybe a little more flexibility in the back line, because it looks like what we're doing midfield offensively is kind of figured out as far as substitutions. But I would like to see the next couple games a willingness from the coaching staff to have a little more fun with the back line. And I know it's going to be hard against Carolina on Saturday because they're top of the table. They're super organized. But at some point, we got to look at – we don't have a lot of depth at defense. You got to trust the – two bench players that you do have back there, essentially.
Yeah.
That's my hot take for the week, basically.
I like it. I agree. I apologize that I didn't have more to chime in on, but everything was, I agree.
Yeah. I felt good about that. So I hoped you did too.
Yes.
Yes. Those are the subs. It was DeWera for Jamona. Which I do like. I love Jamona, one of my favorite players, does a lot of good things going forward. But bringing on a defensive-minded player like Wasilla late in the game, trying to keep that league, cool. Moore had to come off. She was having too much fun. She already had a yellow card.
Make sure we don't get a red.
Yeah, it was one of those subs. A Shin Nae Young type sub, if you watch the Lexington game.
You watch any Lexington game.
Yeah. Jade Moore is our Shin Nae Young, essentially. let's see. Yeah, after that, I think Kozol, pretty soon after those subs, like I was alluding to with the back line, when you change things up, there's going to be it's going to be iffy for a second before the player gets fully adjusted. And you make two subs, Fort Lauderdale has kind of the run of play. They got a pretty nice shot off just about 3, 4, 5 minutes after we made our subs. And Kozol, really good punch, came out. I think it was like a goofy Donkey Kong style overhand sort of punch. And it worked perfect. And I was like, wow, that's a really good decision to make in the rain, you know, in traffic. It's kind of a split decision that you got to make. So it gave me some faith in Kozol seeing that. And I just hope later in the game, this is called foreshadowing. It's a literary device. I just hope later in the game, Kozol will be able to also make a good split second decision about what to do with the shot coming at her. Mm. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right after that, we had another sub. Flo came off. She was on the left. Wasn't her most impactful game, but I think they were kind of keyed in on her. She scores braces when she scores, so they wanted her to not score. So we took her off, got Riley on. She's got wind for days, so she was running around out there. It was pretty fun to see because we had Sydney DeCello on the right with the long ponytail running around, and then we had Riley on the left with the long ponytail running around. I was like, that looks not fun for the other team to deal with that.
We did have Tim Rack turn into a forward dribbling monster working well with Dora. Tim Rack did kind of click on for her in the second half where she was just like, it's on, mother truckers.
Yeah. And this game, it was because she came in as a sub, but I saw the same thing happen in our last game too against Lexington, where she just turned into a different player in the second half. I like Tim Rack. I was never super high on her earlier in the season. But lately, when the second half starts, Tim Rack like finds another gear. And it is a joy to watch. It, like she finds a fountain of youth in the locker room at halftime or something and just brings the clock back a couple years. Because she becomes one of our best players in the second half now.
And then we do have our usual yellow card against Nacello. Yeah.
Not against
Nacello. To get her to stop dribbling.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's usually fouled. I just like to document it, honestly.
Yeah, once again, it will happen. Somebody will get sick of what she's doing and just foul her. Yeah, if you watch the new league commercial, the hype little buffer commercial that they do, there's a point in it when the voiceover is like, get out there and break some ankles. And it's just a clip of Sydney DeCello breaking some ankles.
It's pretty great. Like they knew what they were doing and they timed it well.
Yeah. That's the league acknowledging her as the best dribbler, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
She may not get a little golden award for it, but it's right there on video.
Yes. Couple minutes later, we have a great ball with Tim Rick to Flint. Flint just misses, doesn't quite get the touch on it, but that's okay. I like what's going on. I like what's happening in the box and stuff.
The crosses are going to the right place. We're finding that back post. It's the ideas that were alluded to earlier in the season, except now they're actually happening, you know?
Yes. And then not much happens for 10, 11 minutes. And then we get into the extra time, where we have in the 90 plus, second minute, Kozol makes a great save.
Yep.
A minute later,
I should say too, they gave us 3 minutes of stoppage time initially. Right.
Yeah.
But then in those 3 minutes, Hendricks had to go through a whole concussion.
Yeah, she did. She had a head thing. So it did take some extra time, and that extra minute is what killed us.
Yep, yep. Typical Derby, Fort Lauderdale chippiness going after our players. Maybe a little bit harder than they have to late in the game. Young players looking for an edge. Changes the whole complexion of like what the play is and leads to this goal in a way, I would say.
Yeah, so Kozol doesn't... Kozol!
Kozol, yeah. A spicy Kozole.
Yeah, man, if you've gone back and watched the game, just all the different ways they like to say... Now I don't know what the right way is.
We don't have a pronunciation guide. We're not entirely sure.
It's true.
Lauren Kozol, right?
I think it's Kozol.
Kozol. It's not Kozol. There's no way
it's not Kozol. No. Yeah.
And it's not Kozole. There's no E on the end. I don't know where she did that a couple times before she figured it out.
No, we do. We did like cazole. Yeah. Multiple times, Tom and I would just go cazole.
Oh, a little Nassau cheese and a cazole style meatball, huh?
Delicious. What isn't delicious is the fact that she doesn't quite get a full hand on the ball. It slips through, and Fort Lauderdale, scraps around, gets the rebound, and gets a goal in like the 90 plus third minute.
Right as the whistle should be blowing, you would think. Yeah, that was especially
that was
painful. After sitting,
that was physically painful to watch.
Sitting there watching the local men's soccer team, their season end too, and then immediately going into this. Oh my god, that was. I needed those free Guinnesses. Let's say that.
Yeah,
because it's a bummer. It's I get it. It's the rain, like. Look, as a goalie, it's the rain. It's hard to catch a ball. You're maybe not expecting the shot from that far out. You know, maybe
also
a little
the
water.
90 plus third minute. You're tired. I get it.
Tired.
You made a lot of saves.
Water on the gloves. Water in the eyes. I guess she tried to catch it, and it didn't catch. I would have. And the thing is too, it's not a good position to go for the punch out because she wasn't really in traffic. You get that punch out. You feed the ball right back to the offensive line for Fort Lauderdale, where their players are ready. And then it's another scarier chance. There's an intermediary there where, you know, it's hard to do. And I'm armchair quarterback and I'm armchair goalie, you know, the next day on Tuesday night saying, oh, here's what I would have done as an out of shape rec soccer goalie, you know. But I mean, if you don't trust yourself to make that catch, and she probably doesn't now, unfortunately, so I hope they're working with her in practice, spraying her with a hose or something, you know, not as a punishment, just that's the thing we were talking about too, is she comes down here from Portland, right, a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she had too many chances to practice in like a Florida thunderstorm, right?
That's true. Yeah,
yeah. So what's her familiarity with the humidity of South Florida, with the constant rain, with what you want to do as a goalie, as a soccer player, when it's this wet out, not just on the field, but, you know, 90% humidity and the 100% humidity in the air, where you're breathing in a gulp of water every time you take a breath. And so to go for that catch, I'm sure it was difficult. I'm sure the ball had some movement to it, but it slips right out of her hands. I would have, she didn't, that's what I'm saying about, she didn't have the offensive line for Fort Lauderdale necessarily close, so that's why a punch wouldn't have been good. But if you maybe just try and control that, especially late in the game, you punch that ball, you do one of these, you punch it down to yourself, you fall on it, and you kiss and you it's your cat, and you take another couple minutes off the clock, just like we love the soccer ball on the field. That's my favorite thing to do as a goalie, is just hang out with the soccer ball. And she rejected it, which, I mean, obviously you don't want to. So, you know, you can't say it's her fault. You can't say it's the defense's fault. You can't say she, you know, somebody else would have done something better. But, like, at the end of the day, she had to do something different from what she did, obviously. And it's not us to say, oh, I could have done that or somebody else could have done that. But, you know, that's something to figure out going forward because it cost us 3 points on the road.
Yeah.
Yep. And usually you'll be like, oh, you take a point on the road in a storm against your rival. That's awesome. Now just beat them at home. But the whole thing is we had those 3 points since the 17th minute all the way up to 93. So it feels less like
we have been like fighting tooth and nail for those 3 points. And then we only come out with a point. You know, all right. We really tried, but like, this just sucks.
It looked like we were the better team. We didn't have possession, the most possession, but we looked better when we had it.
Yeah.
We looked like we had them confused about when they want to do, when they just had the ball sometimes. We were dominating. We were on top of the ball. We were making smart passes. We had good chances. Their goalie would made some incredible saves. And to Kozol's credit, she made, I think, two really, really good saves.
Yeah, at least three.
At least, yeah. But when the game-winning goal is a late blunder by your goalie, that's what people are going to remember. That's what people are going to talk about. That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
So it feels less like coming away from your rival's stadium with a point, and more like losing 2 points that we should have had. That would have helped us put a little distance between. I know it's still early, still first half of the season. We only got a couple games left in the fall, but we're fourth, they're fifth. To get two more points, put a little cushion in between that playoff line, us and them, would have been ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bummer, though, man. It's such a bummer.
God, and if we feel this bad, imagine how the players feel.
Yeah, soaking wet.
Yeah.
Taking a bus down there and a bus back. Yeah, it's... Yeah, that had to be a long bus ride for a lot of people. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You feel for him.
All right, well, that match sucked. On to the next one.
On to the next one. What is the next one, Liz?
We are playing Carolina at home this Saturday, November 16th.
Yep.
Carolina are irritatingly undefeated.
Yeah.
I would really like to defeat them.
I would almost like somebody to defeat them, but now that
anyone.
It's...
Yeah. Anyone.
Well, to be fair, tonight Carolina does play Lexington. And as funny as it would be for Lexington to give Carolina their first lead or their first loss, at that point, I want it to be us. I don't want it to be Lexington.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've been top of the table the entire history of USL Super League, which is crazy to think about until you remember we're 14 weeks in. And so it's still kind of crazy, to be fair.
We are a newborn baby.
Yeah, we're making history every day. But yeah, they haven't lost. They haven't been defeated. They've got six draws. They've got more draws than they do wins. They're showing some signs that people are figuring out how to break this team down. And that's kind of the MO for Carolina is they're very organized. They're very disciplined. They're a good team. It's hard to pick out one or two or three players where it's like, that's who you got to pick up on. Cause if you pick up somebody else is going to pick up the slack. Early in the season, it was Mia Corbin. She's got 3 goals. She's still their leading scorer. But since then, Ashley Sarepka up top has picked up the pace. She's got a brace against Brooklyn. She can provide a lot of other interesting things kind of from that forward position. So you shut down one player, the other one pops up. They've got a really good goalie. Maybe we've got two good goalies. We've got a nice platoon. But Megan McClellan for Carolina might be the best in the league. Second most saves in the league with 27. Working in conjunction with an extremely organized defense, she has 6 clean sheets. They've conceded 6 goals on the season. They have played 11 games and only conceded 6 times. That's a well-coached, shout out Philip Poole up there in Charlotte, well-coached, well-organized team.
Damn, yeah, that's impressive.
6, right? That's really impressive.
That's impressive.
I wrote that down earlier and I was like, I hope I'm not too impressed later, but I am actually. Yeah, as much as I like our backline pairing, and I keep saying out loud that they're the best in the league, maybe that's me just trying to convince myself, because Vicky Bruce and Sydney Studer down there, again, only conceded 6 goals as a unit. Bruce is a veteran. She's a Charlotte native. She scored the first goal in league history. Studer's picked up a lot of pace. She was on the October team of the week, I think. So dangerous. Jill Aguilera on the outside. Studer was on the bench. That's what it is. Jill Aguilera, their left back, Iron Woman, plays as often as she can. She can assist. She can win duels. She can win aerial duels. She can win 50-50s. She can clear the ball when it needs to be cleared from that outside spot. There's a lot of players you can talk about for Carolina and say they're really good, and that's a sign of a really good team. They're super organized. They have the most passes in the league, which, again, it's a game plan they're going to have. Maybe we get a rainstorm in Tampa on Saturday and kind of screw up their game plan and it works in our favor. But it's going to be interesting.
No, I don't want a rain game. No, thank you.
Yeah. We already kind of did that with the end of, who was that? Dallas. Yeah.
I don't, I don't know.
Yeah. But I don't want to win a game. But yeah, that's the thing. They're a well-organized team, Carolina. They do a lot of things right. They've got a philosophy about holding the ball and picking out chances because they know they're barely going to get scored on. So they know they don't need many chances. And they just got to have Sarepka or Corbin convert when they do. But the past couple games for them, the past three games in particular, have been signs of worry if you're a Carolina Scent fan. Most recently, a 0-0 draw versus Spokane. That's not...
Yeah, which is odd.
Yeah.
That should have been an easy game for them.
Yeah. That was an embarrassingly boring game. I watched that and I regret it. I want that hour and a half, 2 hours of my life back. Maybe the least entertaining Super League game I've ever watched, honestly. And besides,
when you compare it to the other game that was on, absolutely, yes.
Yeah. I felt like a fool, yeah. And besides that 0-0 draw, they have not impressed. The other most recent game, 1-0 over DC. That's, I mean, maybe that's partly the game plan. If they want to get a 1-0, 2-0 win every game and coast to the championship like that, fair. But I don't know if it is, because the game before that, another draw, 2-2 versus Dallas, who are kind of figuring out their identity, getting better as a team. But if it's two draws, a one-goal win, this isn't the same indefatigable Carolina team that started the season.
Yeah.
They're going to lose at some point.
Be really nice if it could be us.
Be really, really nice if it could be us. Yeah, that would shoot us up the standings.
We got new smoke, and it's even smokier.
Yep.
In that it is bigger clouds, so very exciting. Yeah.
So we'll try and keep that away from our goalie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we got to look forward to. It's going to be a good game. They're solid. I mean, there it might be one of those games where there's time for a hat stack in the second half, around the 50th minute. Just keep that in mind. But I would like to see our offense is gelling a lot more in the way it hasn't before.
Yeah.
In the way you were up there for that Carolina game in Charlotte, and we didn't have the same personnel we did now, right?
No, we were still missing internationals then. I think maybe a handful had just come in, but they weren't anywhere near, you know, match ready. So, and even then, we didn't look bad in that game.
But it was
we looked pretty good in that game, if I remember correctly. It was a 0-0 draw, but that was like a tough 0-0 draw.
Yeah, but it's not something that Carolina doesn't want to have happen either. At this point, they don't mind a draw. Because it keeps them where they're at.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're getting everybody's best shot is the thing. So I just think our best shot now is a lot better than our best shot a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the Sun.
Do you have a score prediction?
What?
Do you have a score prediction?
Do I have a score prediction? I do. Yeah. 1-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess 3-0 for the Fort Lauderdale game and immediately realized how crazy that sounded. So I'm going to dial it back a couple, 5 notches or so.
Yeah.
And say, it's a very, 1-1 makes sense to me. 3-0, I would have been surprised, even though I guessed it. 1-1, I will not be surprised to see happen. How about you? We get the dub, right?
What?
We win, right?
You didn't even predict a win.
I usually do. Now it's your turn.
All right. I would like a 2-1 win as well. I did think of this before Super Producer did, I swear. Because I think that they'll get one on us. But we had so many good shots in this last game.
Sure.
Okay. Well, you know what? There's not a lot of numbers, and soccer's pretty low scoring. So you know what? Sometimes we're going to guess the same thing.
There's not a lot of numbers. I love that.
There's not a lot of numbers.
There's only what? Like 5 of them total? If you have 0?
It goes up to 700, and then it stops.
Yeah. It goes 700, skips a bunch, and then 1,000 is there.
No, that's
I don't know what happens.
That's a joke from some TV show that I can't even remember.
I don't know. I think 1,000 is like a dumb guy's idea of a big number, you know, where it's like, oh, 1,000's a lot. So yeah, maybe it'll be 1,000 to 1,001.
Okay, yeah.
That could be fun.
I do think a 2-1. We are getting a lot of good shots on target. I think maybe we fine-tune some things, and if Carolina stays the same as they are, we could eke this out. I would really like that. I would also really like to be right again. That would be nice.
Yeah, I'm
enjoying this.
Congrats on that. Yeah, for Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, yeah. I think McClellan's a better goalie than Hins. Don't have a lot of data on Hins yet, but I think if the weather holds out, it's a better chance for us.
Yeah,
that's what it boils down to. Other
games. Yeah. There was Carolina Spokane 0-0, big old snooze fest. Highlight reel was like 2 minutes.
I went out to the bar after that game and drank too many beers, and I blame that game for it. That's why I was hungover at the Rowdy's Sun Watch party. So, because I watched Carolina Spokane.
Okay. Well, I watched Lexington Dallas, which, whoo, baby. Lexington was like, hey, we're good at soccer. We're going to score 2 goals, baby. 2 goals. 80th minute. We don't know how to play soccer anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
They just shit the bed at 3 goals in like 12 minutes. It was kind of insane.
Yeah. Hey.
And I felt really bad for Lexington. And you could see Lexington at the end just being like, oh man, we had it though.
That's like, the Lexington. We had it though. They either, you really don't even have to watch the first like 70 minutes of a Lexington game. You can just tune in for the very end when things get interesting. Because they've drawn games at the end. They've won. They got a draw against Carolina right at the death. They got a win over DC right at the death. And the past couple weeks, they've been losing games. 10, 12 minutes left. Yeah.
Okay, so what you do is watch DC versus Brooklyn. And then, hold on, let me see.
Yeah,
by the time that game is over, there should be just enough of Lexington Carolina left that it actually matters.
Yep.
And then you're golden. You watch both, and you've missed nothing.
Yep, that's tonight. DC Brooklyn 6:30 to 9 on Wednesday. Lexington Carolina starts a half hour later, which is perfect fun time for a Lexington game. Good call there.
I don't know. They moved up the DC game too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, which is perfect. Yeah, weirdly. Actually. Why do they do that? Do we know?
Because we're the Super League and we change league games at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Did you see how many people were at that Spirit game, by the way?
No, how many?
It was sold out.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Yeah.
At the home of DC Power, which, like, I think in that one game, I think it's
Carlos was there! That's awesome!
God, see? He needs to go to some DC Power games, help them out. Yeah, that's 19,000, I want to say. 19,000 plus that's for awesome. The sellout. Naughty.
That's awesome.
And I'm not sure.
That probably would be up there if it wasn't for the Wrigley Field game this season.
Yeah, true. I don't think Power has gotten 19,000 fans all season.
I don't think they have 19 fans.
Yeah, they might by the end of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they have more than that, but not much. But I also, we didn't crack 3,000 at our last home match, so I can't say much for us.
Well, now the Rowdies are over and everybody's going to come to our games, right?
I swear to God, if I see one more Rowdy's season ticket holder, just be like, oh, I'm not going to go to the Sun match. Here's my Sun tickets in the ticket exchange. Yeah, we're right. We, both of us, we know who you are and we remember. Yeah.
Taking notes, remembering, considering things.
Yep.
Thinking about situations.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? To that end, we've only got 3 or maybe 4 games left in the fall season right now.
Yes.
Depending on if Fort Lauderdale gets rescheduled for the fall, which we're hearing maybe it won't, right?
Yeah, I heard from the front office that probably not, only because games do have to stop on December 14th, and that is our last game. Everyone is playing that day.
Okay.
I know it was really funny. I had this very duh moment where I was like, oh yeah, there's like four teams playing that day. It's so weird. And then I was like, Lizzie, that's the whole league.
Yeah, that's everyone. There's only <league. laughs> Yeah, so I guess just three games left then. And we're gonna play Fort Lauderdale three times in the spring, which will be interesting.
Yes.
But yeah, get out there, guys. If you haven't made a game, guys, gals, NBs, if you haven't made a game, we got
Carolina could be a good match. Like, I understand that their past matches have not been great, but I think we bring something spicy this time.
Yeah, the stands will be fun one way or another, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so, I mean, supporter section's always fun. And for anyone who very incorrectly thinks that tickets are $35, they are not. The standing section is $18. You can go and check on SeatGeek. If you checked the first or second game and you were like, oh, I can never afford this, just check. It was just the first week thing. They lowered the prices afterward. I don't know why I'm talking down into the microphone.
Because you're talking to children now. No, we're not condescending to our potential friends. No, but
the supporter section, which is standing, is $18.
And the parking prices went down too.
They did. The parking prices just go down. But if you're smart and if you're Tampa savvy, you can find free places to park.
Anything, yeah. And if you're internet savvy too, if you're on the Discord or something, they're usually putting out like 15% off discount codes anyway. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and actually, if you haven't joined the Discord, make sure that you go find the Heatwave Discord. See if you go and have a ride. See if you can carpool, man. We got lots of people in there all over the Tampa Bay area. Let's get the supporter section packed.
Sarasota, Pinellas, everywhere. I mean, come to this game Saturday because there are, for the next 2 weeks after that, the Sun do not play again. It's some
There's no soccer that matters.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right?
It's none. No soccer that matters. None.
So no games for 2 weeks, and then an away game the third week. We're in Dallas on December 8th, and then we finish things off against Spokane on the 14th. So get out while you can because it's going to be a while until the next one.
And then we don't come back until February 22nd, which I have heard will be a very fun game. So you should plan for that.
Yeah. Shout out over your right shoulder there. Yeah, and speaking about December 8th, when we're away to Dallas, December 7th, that Saturday, a little something-something occurring, where the team is doing a season ticket holders holiday event at the training facility in Ybor. And what's that? That's like food refreshments, meet and greet, little holiday-themed tour for everybody who hasn't seen it yet, right? We've seen it because we're cool. They invited us real early.
Right this moment. Bring your family and fellow Sunshine's Holidays team Thor of the new Tampa Bay. So what we've already seen. Because we're such insiders.
It's going to look good dressed up for the holidays, though, okay?
Yeah, I bet.
That'll be fun. That's something to do on a Saturday, you know. Meet the players. They're good people.
I mean, will the players be there? They have a game the next day.
Some of them will be there. Yuki will be there, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's fair. Probably Hannah. And
really, that's all that matters, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yes, the two goofiest ones.
Yeah. We got some injuries. Okay, Thanasik will be there. Yuki will be there. Marquise will be there. Marquise's whole family will be there, probably. So that's
gonna be fun. Mark that on your calendars. Make sure you come out. Not too many people came out for the. I mean, it was also Sun Chasers only, and it was a middle of election day open practice. But it was really fun, and you did at that point. There were a bunch of players there, so you did get to meet them. But it was really nice just to be able to talk. Everybody felt really comfortable, just kind of like going up and giving constructive feedback. Like to preface it with that constructive feedback, to the staff, and they were always really open and interested in listening. Even some of the team owners were there, so that was pretty cool.
Good.
I'm sure they'll be at this as well, so make sure that you mark your calendars for that. We will remind you in the Discord as well.
You want to touch on a couple little non-Super League women's soccer things real quick?
As soon as I find where we were. Oh my God.
At the end. That's where we keep
the end. Oh my goodness. All right. So, Lily Johannes.
Johannes.
Commits to the U.S. women's national team over the Netherlands.
Right.
For anyone who's just listening, Tom has headbanged so much, his hair is everywhere. It's crazy.
I'm good now. I'm good. It's freshly laundered. Smell like lemon.
No, I know. I want people to know how hype you are. That's what I mean.
Very hype. Yeah. Lily Johannes, it's huge. She's young. She was split between the Dutch and the Americans. Great midfield player. She's been playing for us, but not in like a cap tie way, in like a competitive tournament or nothing. Take that, you clog wearing, windmill loving, orange wearing, dike building, ocean reclaiming idiots.
Tulip lovers. Fuck it.
Whatever.
Yeah. They like tulip is their national flower.
The tulips. You know what's really juicy about this too? U.S. women's national team versus the Netherlands in early December.
Oh, they're going to be out for blood.
Yep, they're going to be mad at her.
Yeah.
So good.
Yes, very exciting. We love to see the youth who are going to just wreck everybody tomorrow.
We're in a new era of the women's national team, and Lily is like a huge piece of that going forward, I think. She's young. She's super talented player, so awesome stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of other super talented players, the NWSL playoffs are going on. And we have kind of, if you kind of think of it like an underdog situation, you can, but the Pride are not an underdog right now, my friends. They are. No. Yeah. So they are playing Kansas City on Sunday. And then we have Spirit versus Gotham on Saturday, which, I mean, Spirit versus Gotham, I'm less excited for than I am Pride versus Kansas, honestly, especially at home at Pride. I swear to goodness, if they do not pack Orlando City Stadium, I will be so mad for the Pride.
Yeah. Yeah, because the attendance at the Pride games compared to City games, especially given the difference in, well, I guess City's having a good season too, but given how historically good the Pride have been this year, how many Brazil, Zambia, U.S. national women's team players
they haven't made the playoffs since 2017.
Yeah.
It's which insane. Is kind of insane. I think they've been around my that. God bless Marta for sticking with them for that long. That is.
She's a saint.
Yeah. I feel like that makes her a candidate for sainthood or soccer sainthood for sure. Honestly.
St. Marta of Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I got no ill will to it.
Yeah. Those will be fun to watch. Make sure that you tune in. There's lots of good soccer on. I hope people can figure out how to watch them because it's not as easy as Peacock. Although we did have some real quick touch on some issues with our Peacock stream. Somebody flipped a switch, I guess, at Peacock and was like, hey, you know what, let's put commercials during play.
Yeah, first time I've ever seen that in a soccer game. It one time was bad, really bad, because the first time it happened it was like 6 minutes worth of commercial or something, and then it happened two more times. Like, it's the same platform, Peacock, that the Premier League is on, so like imagine that happening during like a Manchester City versus Leicester game. People would be furious. Like, we should be furious about that because it's disrespectful. We missed a lot of game action. Like, man, that sucks. I hate it. It didn't happen on the YouTube replay that we watched, but it did on Peacock because I don't know. It had better not happen again.
No, for realsies, like, I will be we're going to be at this match in person, but if I'm on Twitter or on Discord – and I hear people are saying like, there's more ads. I'm going to go find Christina Uncle and be like, what's going on? Yeah. I'm canceling my Peacock subscription so that I can go and to shop rblr.com and use promo code Heatwave for 10% off.
We don't have Omega Sport XL in the RBLR shop yet. We're still working on that.
That's a good. That was a great end transition. I'm so good at this.
Yeah, we're pros now. We know what we're doing. We're like 20 weeks into this, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So that's
That about wraps it up. Yeah. Remember, lots of good soccer on this week. We have the Sun on Saturday. We have NWSL on Saturday and Sunday. Make sure that you tune in. Watch all the good things that are going on this weekend.
2 Super League games tonight, Wednesday. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Follow us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Follow us. Hit all the buttons to like and follow and make sure that you don't miss any of the updates. Are you RBLR Tom on? Oh, no, you're just DePinto on Blue Sky.
We got to start putting our blue skis down there, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe you just need to change your blue ski to RBLR Tom.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, it's the easier part, but okay. So go ahead, follow us. We're on the Twitters, the Blue Sky, not really Threads. I mean, we are on Threads, but like not really. Instagram, the places. Hit the buttons. Make sure you don't miss stuff. Cool beans. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.